From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
So what's new?
Well, do you watch Law & Order SVU?
Yeah, I do.
Well, a few weeks ago, I don't watch it, but a few weeks ago, I'm told, there was a character named Puzzle Master. Did you see that?
No.
And it turned out to be a serial murderer.
Oh, nice.
And I thought they ought to be more careful with their use of that name.
Well, maybe we can get a character with a Puzzle Master that has a more benign nature
the next time
they use it. Well, everyone was working on the challenge you, Mr. Puzzle Master, gave us last week, and it was an anagram that was created by the late David Shulman. Would you repeat it, please?
Yeah, the late and my friend David Shulman, and it involved the words alert, balanced, and I said rearrange these 13 letters to name something or someone you would describe as alert and balanced. Who is it?
Who is it?
It is a ballet dancer.
Ah, so what an elegant answer to that.
Yeah.
We had over 2,400 entries from people who solved this puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Father Theodore Seneschal from Shawnee, Oklahoma. Hi, Father Theodore.
Hi, how you doing, Leanne?
I'm well. Now, after your name, Father implies that you are an ordained priest, but you also have OSB after your name. That's the Order of St. Benedict, so you're a monk?
Yes, a Benedictine monk.
And where are you? Where's your monastery?
It's in Shawnee, St. Gregory's Abbey.
Now, how is it you're able to listen to Puzzle?
Well, I have a radio. I'm living in the residence hall with the students, and so I have a little bit more leeway than most of the other monks have.
Oh, that's funny. I have a radio. Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
Quite a few years. About 7 or 8 years now, I think.
Oh, excellent. Well, it sounds like you're ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, yeah. All right. Well, Father Theodore, please meet Will and let's play.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Father Theodore. In honor of Thanksgiving this Thursday, I've brought a game of categories using the word grace. And for each category I give, name something in it beginning with each of the letters G-R-A-C-E. For example, if the category were chemical elements, you might say gold, radon, argon, carbon, and einsteinium.
I'm glad that's out of the way.
Get that one out of the way. And your first category is English monarchs.
George.
Yes.
Edward.
Yes.
Charles.
Yes.
Let's see, R. Leanne, any thoughts?
Richard.
Richard is
Richard.
Right. And all you need is an A.
Yeah, an A.
And think female.
Anne.
Anne is good.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Good.
All right. Your category number two is kinds of cheese.
Kinds of cheese. Oh, Lord. Edam.
Yes.
Colby.
All right.
I don't know how to pronounce it. G-R-U-E or something like that.
Gruyere.
Yeah.
Good Frenchman doesn't know how to pronounce it.
R and A.
Cheese. R. Roquefort.
Roquefort, good.
And I was going to say Adam, but that's not right.
No, it's Edam. That's
yeah.
E.
Close enough.
How about Asiago?
Asiago, good. Also American.
Okay.
You could also have said
American.
American
cheese, yes, of course.
Ah, okay.
All right, try countries in Africa.
Oh, gadzook. countries in Africa. Angola.
Angola, good.
Is Gabon one?
Yes, yeah. Good.
Okay, oh, Lord.
R, C, and E.
Congo.
Congo, good.
Yeah, Congo. Ethiopia.
Ethiopia, and all you need is an R.
R is, hung up on the R.
Well, it would have been Rhodesia many years ago.
Rhodesia.
No. How about Rwanda?
Rwanda, yeah. Good job, Leanne. All right, famous tennis players, past and present.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, Edward Ashe is one I can think of.
Arthur Ashe, good.
Arthur Ashe.
Good.
Tennis players.
Vitas Gerulaitis. Gerulaitis,
yes.
Gerulaitis.
Yeah,
uh-huh. There we go.
R, C, and E.
Everts. Chris Everts.
Mm. Chris Everts, good.
Everts.
R and C.
Yeah.
Andy Roddick.
Roddick, good. All you need is a C.
Mm. Boy, I'm really coming up blank with this.
not a real tennis freak. Jimmy Connors.
Jimmy Connors, good job.
I can't believe that I know
very good,
tennis player.
Leanne, I am impressed. And your last category is holidays and days on the calendar.
Okay, holidays. Okay, Christmas.
Christmas.
Well, E.
Yeah. Armistice Day?
Armistice Day, yes.
You're getting help.
A little help in the background.
Yeah, I hear help in the background.
Okay, Easter?
Easter, yes.
Okay.
All you need is G and R.
G and R. Groundhog Day?
Groundhog Day, yes. And R, there's one that's celebrated in the South.
How about Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah or Robert E. Lee Day?
Robert E. Lee Day. Wow, that was fun. How appropriate the word that we had to work with was grace, too, right?
Yeah.
Nice work. Doubly appropriate. Yeah.
Doubly appropriate. Well, yeah. Father Theodore, nice work. I think between us we made a good team.
Yeah, we did.
And for playing our puzzle today, we're going to send you some things. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Now, Father Theodore, how do you listen to our show? What public radio station do you listen to?
KGOU. It's out of Norman at Oklahoma University.
Excellent. Norman, Oklahoma. Hope to visit there in January.
Mm.
Well, Father Theodore Seneschal from Shawnee, Oklahoma, thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today. You're terrific.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
All right. Now, Will, what's the challenge you have for everyone to work on over the Thanksgiving holiday?
Well, take a well-known geographical name, two words, three letters in each word, move the first three letters to the end, and you'll get a familiar, solid, six-letter word. What is it? For example, if the location were Big Sur, the word would have to be Sir Big, which is not a word. Mm. So again, a well-known geographical name, 3-3, move the first three letters to the end, and you'll get a familiar, solid, six-letter word. What word is it?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. And because of the Thanksgiving holiday, our deadline will be Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.